Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, November 25, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98, here along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is another Monday, and we're here. And what day is Thanksgiving? Oh, it's Thursday. I guess we might be here Wednesday, too. I don't know. But let's see what happens. All right, guys. The sun is still shining. We're still moving forward. Nothing has literally stopped. But, Ray, did we send out anything?
No updates went out over the weekend.
All right. No updates went out. The good thing is Iraq is still moving forward. Kurdistan, Baghdad made an agreement on the 2020 budget. Just hasn't been finalized, but they do have articles out saying that they have agreed, which is basically the same thing as the 2019 budget, how much Kurdistan was going to get and when. We know they're saying the 2020 budget will come out in February is what they put in the article. It's supposed to be effective today's article says January the 1st. We know there's a contingent of U.S. Leaders over there who told them they would like to have it accomplished by the end of the month. But that was what was going on this weekend's meeting. They were told they'd like to have it done by the end of the month. They should have it done to satisfy the demonstrators. So we're going to see what happens. Guys, I know there's a lot of people going around and talking about the 2020 budget. This has to be done. I think I said it on the last call. The RV and the rate change itself was in the 2019 budget. They just didn't activate it. So that could happen at any moment. The 2020 budget is, again, just a redistribution of the money that's going to be there, how they're going to spend it. And they're going to spend it to satisfy the demonstrators. That's all that's about. So the banks are not in the exchange centers. They are not on alert. They are not on standby. They are at their banking locations today. I don't know what might happen tomorrow, but that's where they are today. Rates are still good, and we're still ready to go when we're ready to go. I wish I could give you some top secret information today that will give you a window of between today and Thursday, but I can't. So I'm just telling CIA that was not a trick either. Was that no code? But all of a sudden, they wanted that before. They wanted by the end of the month. So we're still in that window. Let's see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, the wait. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good.
I was just going to say your opening comments took care of the first two folks that had questions. Now Faith and Onyx 55, it was all about the budget.
Oh, all right. Wait, I gotta do something else real quick. As soon as I can find it. Hold on a second. It's gonna take me a minute to see that. All right, go ahead, because I have to do it when I find it now, because I didn't lose it.
All right.
What?
In Morales' question, I think you covered that too, but I'll read it just to make sure. On Friday's call, you said they, quote, end quote, have decided on the date for the RV. Is it before Thanksgiving, or is it by the end of the month? What date did they tell you?
I just answered that.
Okay. Jim and KC says, are there any changes to the bank's $2 unlimited contract rate on the dong and the $8 contract rate and limit of $10 million dong at the other bank?
Say it one more time.
Any changes on the information from one bank that had the $2 unlimited contract rate on the dong and the other bank that had the $8 contract rate with a limit of $10 million?
No, no changes from either one of them. They're still going with that.
Are any other banks or exchange centers telling you of similar rates or limits?
Nope, we're just getting from those two as far as the $8 and $2. But trust me, those are great.
Goldwing says, if you were on our side of the conference call,
I am on your side.
Questions with you? What would you ask and what would the answers be if you can? Oh, all right. Sunstar says, number one, for the denarii valuation, what do you see happening first, completion of the reforms or the fields and coins coming out to the public?
I have the, and I've always said, guys, I feel when they make the announcement about the RV, we'll see the fields and coins. They're useless to come out before then, and it would give us too much heads up of exactly what the rate is when the fields and coins come out. So I feel that has to happen together.
Number two, any CBI or Parliament news you can share?
Nothing from them except they thought it would happen by the end of the month. But I don't give you guys. That's actually where I got it from. So.
Okay. Number three, have you heard any banking or dinar news from our Canadian neighbors or other countries involved with the dinar?
No. We haven't talked to them in a minute in Canada, so no. No changes and no update on any news. Everybody's just sitting around waiting at this moment, guys.
Okay, let's go live. First caller, 865, area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Happy
hi.
Monday.
Hey, wait, hold on. Good morning, how are you? I just need you to hold on for a minute. I was going to try to read something to you guys, but I couldn't find it, so I'm just going to go off the top of my head. So sorry to interrupt
okay.
you. But, guys, I wanted to give an update on Oki real quick before we go through the thing. He's still in the hospital. He's still very sick. I guess they already talked to him. They're going to put him on hospice, told him to go home and take care of his stuff, again, whatever he needs to take care of. And get ready. So they are going to forward all the cards and things that he received at the hospital to his house. And he hasn't left the hospital yet, but supposedly they're going to release him within the next 5 days to go home and do the things that he needs to do is what he was told. So it's a message that I received. And I know a lot of people are concerned because I get texts and emails about me and everything else. He can barely talk, so I did talk to him on the phone, but I don't know if I could actually, which I thought about bringing him on the call today, but he can barely talk going through what he's going through, and he had to actually pull his mask off his face to talk to me when I talked to him. So, but I do want you guys to know that part. Hopefully we'll get the information when he actually does leave the hospital. And hopefully this thing happens before anything else happens because he deserves it. Okay, so I just wanted to get that out. I was going to read it to you guys word for word, but I can't find it. But that's what it is. All right, go ahead, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security. Who else is on it?
It would be nice if it would be U.S. Treasury. I'd love to see that.
Let's
speed things up.
Yes,
and none of those are applicable, so I want the folks to know that, you know, and the black SUVs out in front, you know, that sort of thing. Here, so I appreciate the update on Oki. Thank you, Tony.
I want you to know something right now, before we start again, is you're a celebrity, and I got people who text me that and says, I can't wait to meet CIA lady. I cannot wait to meet this lady. See if she's carrying a black briefcase. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, thank you ever so much. As I am trying to disappear into the woodwork, Again, thank you for sharing the news on Oki. It's not the upbeat kind of that we want to hear, so definitely prayers for him, and let's all be praying for a miracle for him very, very much. Have some questions, of course, here. One thing, and you didn't include this in your opening commentary, Tony, but there is something out there that had a dateline of the 24th, but it was referencing in the headline, Mahdi resigning within 72 hours. Reading the article, it looked like something that had been out in the paper several weeks back, even a month or so ago. So don't know how, you know, real it is, but were your folks even referencing that? I know you had talked about in the past that the fact that he, even if he were to do that, it's not going to really impact what we're doing, that there are ways around this that they can circumvent. But I was just curious because I'd only seen it in one paper that referenced that. Are your folks even worrying about that?
Nobody is concerned with him retiring, disappearing, anything else. Because to tell you the truth, that would make the government too unstable. So now they're without the guy. Now everybody else is going to fight to try and get their guy in there, and there's nobody in there to make that decision. So I do not see that happening unless they wiped out the entire government and the UN or the U.S. stepped in. So, No, nobody said anything about it. Nobody's even concerned with that happening.
Good. And like I say, it looked to be, and just reading it was more like, it was a deja vu article of, I've seen that somewhere, and they're kind of prone to recycle things, which kind of says they're wanting to get on with things too because they don't want to keep recycling articles. In your commentary, Tony, earlier on, you made the reference, make an announcement. So are they back on making an announcement of any sort or just plain doing it, meaning getting the RVRI done?
Yeah, I think they have to just do it. Again, that they can't say, they did tell the people the other day, I told you guys, that they would see the monetary reform. Dude, I can't even remember what it said on Wednesday, that by the end of the year, end of the month, one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they can't give a specific day or time or do that. They can't give anybody that kind of advance notice. But I do think it's going to happen.
Get better at better. I was curious also if your folks have indicated with the U.S. delegation being headed by the vice president over in Iraq, have they indicated how much longer they are to be there? Is there any kind of time frame with that of having the delegation there at the time that any announcement or triggering happens?
No. I do not know of any time frame or when they're leaving. I know they were there over the weekend having meetings and trying to get this pushed along. So I haven't looked at any news articles this morning or talked to anybody there to say when they were headed out. I'll probably find out after the call, but I haven't yet this morning.
Well, that's Murphy's Law. You'll find out as soon as we hang up. Then you can send out a text. So, well, 10 days from whenever all of this happens, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic and I just like to keep saying the for a long, long time, that's Pay It Forward Project, and that's what this is all about. So we appreciate it, and thanks again. And hopefully this is the last call that you will be doing on the pre-RV basis, because this will have happened prior to Thanksgiving and prior to the Wednesday scheduled call. How about that? We'll keep our fingers
crossed. Okay, then. Let's do that.
Okay, then.
We can have
thanks
a super fantastic Thanksgiving.
Indeed. Thanks again. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
347 area code. You are on.
Wow. Number two. What's going on,
number
Ray?
Two.
What's going on, Tony?
Hey,
how y'all doing?
All right,
super fan.
To the nth degree, and yourself.
Hey, I can't complain. Ditto all the way around. Just want to say happy holidays to you and Tony and the entire family and all of TNT. All the best, all the time. God bless.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
Have a good one.
Thanks. 727 area code, you are on.
Well, number three, I'm I'll tell you what, I am feeling lucky. I am curious, Tony, have you gotten wind of any of the comments surrounding when Pence was there that he was supposedly to have given Barzani and the Kurds the go-ahead to sell their own oil?
No, I haven't heard that. I don't see that. Who are they going to sell it to?
Well, I think the implication was they were going to sell it to us.
They were going to sell it to us?
Uh-huh.
They already sell it to us. That's what the whole dinar evaluation is about. Them selling it to us at $2 a barrel with a rate of $70 a barrel. Right?
Yeah, but the point is that they don't have, it was stated that they don't have to go through Baghdad to be able to do that. And I think that
oh,
was the
Curtis
part that I, yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant Iraq itself. What they agreed to yesterday was that the pipeline would go through there and that Baghdad would get the money, Curtis, and selling it to, I can't even remember. It wasn't involving the U.S. or selling it direct to us. Not that I know of. I didn't see that anyway.
Okay. I'll see if I can find the article, and then I'll text you the link.
Okay.
And then, you can take a look at it and see if you think it's all BS or if it's actually something. Because I couldn't imagine Pence doing that. And that would be tantamount to giving them autonomy from Baghdad. And I didn't see how that would be a benefit to the stability of the government and all of that. So
we had that fight right. 3 years ago, I think, or 4 years ago, when Kurdistan was trying to break off and do their own thing. And work directly, you know, with the U.S. We actually, I probably told you guys 6 or 7 years ago, I'll go back that far, when there was actually a map drawn up dividing the country up. That was in Washington, D.C. was the plan, and that never worked out and never got to fruition because it was going to cause too much chaos. So with this. So their agreement was that Kurdistan oil will flow through Baghdad, and they will get their 17%, and the budget will be divided up just like last year's budget. If they went there and did anything else, there wouldn't have been an agreement made yesterday, wouldn't be news articles out this morning. I promise you, that wouldn't be happening. Because it doesn't make sense.
Anything new on NDAs or the bank's plans for when this finally does go?
There's nothing new because, I mean, they've gotten all their procedures down. They have their people down. They got their locations. They know what their rates are going to be. So there's really nothing new. So all I can tell you guys is that the bank that was processing people, I think I told you guys, they have like, I don't know, I think he said 10 to 15 stations, and like each one of them was processing 10 people a day. That's what they were actually doing at those lower rates, the one that was doing it. And I don't know if they're doing it this morning yet or not because we haven't been able to get hold of them. But that's what they were doing last week, and those were the numbers they were doing. So it's not like it was thousands and thousands of people, but more like, you know, a couple hundred people a week were actually going through. That's it.
Do you think it's likely that the NDA will be out at with a 90-day cap? It'll be with the 90
yeah,
days
I think
after that.
That was the plan for 90 days, yeah.
right. Well, that's all I got. And Ray, okay. Thanks a lot. Tony, thanks a lot. You guys have a great day. I'll let somebody else come on and keep the faith.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
We will get it done. Well, they will. They will, sooner or later. Yeah. I wish I could. Woo. All right, Ray. Hello.
Bye, Ray. Bye, Ray.
Ray? Ray?
Okay.
All right.
281. You're next.
Hey, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey, good morning.
All right.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good, working and talking to you guys at the same time. So,
okay.
I'm good. I had a question or two. Well, since we know that the bank people that will be in this process to exchange us are not at the exchange locations or so forth and so on, would that mean that since they're not at those locations now, that whoever is going to instruct them already know when this thing is going to happen and they're just going to send them back on that date, do you think? Or why would they not be at the exchange locations when they were going full blast almost every day up until, I guess, last week?
Well, I would think up until then they were fully expecting it. I don't think they're expecting it right now. Now, they do still have management at the exchange locations. They just don't have all the exchanges filling the desk. So they're there. Again, you know, it's a phone call. You're on standby. You're on high alert. Come into the office.
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay.
But it's coming up Thanksgiving. Don't look like that. It could absolutely happen, but it doesn't look like it is. And even if it is, they're giving people off the time that they can. Stress-free,
right.
Doing their bank work, going home, doing that while they can, especially if it's the holidays. That's what people are going to do. So
okay.
I don't look at it as a real negative because, I mean, the bank's not closed. Everybody didn't take off on vacation. Even if one or two did, so they're still there.
Right.
So
okay.
It's not hard to overcome, okay?
Right. Well, Texas knew what they were doing all along, didn't they? That's why we wasn't going to the banks every day. What you think about that?
I think, you know, when you slow, you just slow. And when everybody else stops, you catch up. So now all Texas is doing is catching up with everybody else.
I am not fooling with you today.
Okay.
Okay, well, we knew we weren't going to be wasting our time sitting up there doing nothing. We got to get ready for the turkey. That's why we wasn't going. We knew it wasn't going to happen until it happened. And maybe before the end of the month, but like you say, maybe after Thanksgiving or something. Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your answer.
All right, have a great day. Thanks.
You too. Thank you to the King. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
All right, bye.
You're a dear friend, thank you.
Ray, you there?
Yes, 208.
Hello?
Yes,
208.
Hello. If I am correct, you said that there was one bank that was going to pay $8 for the dong, but it's up to $10 million only. Is that true?
That is what they said. Can you turn your TV down? It's too loud.
Now, let me ask you this. If you went in and you got the $8 for the $10 million, could you go to a different bank and take the $2? Or would you have to take the whatever the rate came out, like 47 cents?
They're going to be tracking all these transactions. So if you sign the NDA, you sign up saying that you won't, then I don't think you will. But this is the thing you guys got to realize. One bank is going to give you $2 if you have your money in there, he said, at least 3 years for the DOM. Unlimited amounts. One bank says, hey, we're going to give you 10 million dong at $8. So what happens with the rest? He didn't say it was 47 cents. He just said you weren't getting $8. You could be getting $6, $5, $4, $3, or $2 over there too. We don't know that. It's what you negotiate. Now, what common sense would tell me, or me anyway, if you're going to give me $8, I'm going to say, hey, man, I'll take your $8. But I know, and you can check and verify, this bank is giving $2 unlimited. So I want you to match that on all the rest. Or matter of fact, since now I'm going to put this much here, I want you to give me $3 or $4 on all the rest. That's up to you. He didn't say you only get 47 cents for the rest. He just said, I'm only giving $8 for $10 million worth. $10 million worth. That's it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
All right, you too, sir.
Care.
All right.
2972.
What was that question, Wanda?
Hey there.
Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Danny in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Yeah. I think it's another glorious day in paradise down this direction. Of course, I've got a Texas kind of attitude. The guy that just called before stole my thunder. I was going to ask for clarity because you specifically said to CIA lady that 47 cents, $2, and the $8, they were good. You just used that term. That's good. And I think maybe you just clarified what you meant by that. But that was my main question, except for the one for Ray. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Did you get my apricot salad recipe?
Yes.
Check your email.
Think of it. I did see it. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome. I think you'll enjoy it. As I said, my brothers and I have fought over it for 50
mm-hmm.
years.
Okay.
It goes back before the turn of the 20th century. So, good deal. You guys have a
great
holiday. I quick question about Wednesday. What will happen on the call on Wednesday? Anything? You're gonna
have
one?
We announce the RV or something?
Well, yeah, you'll do that this afternoon if it happens. I'm expecting. But will we have a
That's
call
right.
on Wednesday?
I think we will.
Okay.
It might not last very long, but I think we'll have
it. It doesn't have
okay?
to.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Yes,
sir.
Great holiday wishes for you guys. Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. Take
care.
910 area code. You're on. 910.
Huh?
Okay, you're not paying attention. 313. Area code, you're on.
Hey, Ray, how's it going? Ray, Tony?
All right.
Super fantastic. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm approaching this noisy street up here, so I'm going to make it quick. I think this thing is going to happen this week, maybe even before Thanksgiving. And so I'll just thank you guys for all that you've done for us and all the years of research, and get ready for a very blessed time.
Okay, thank you, sir.
In the future, and let's go with these 800 numbers.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'm ready.
Thanks.
All right.
All right,
take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. All right.
610 area code, you are on. G-Man, PA.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man in PA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And it is another Dynamite Day in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. And for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Make it a dynamite day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
You're welcome, Tony.
All right, 951 area code, you are on. 951-221. Okay, you're off. Area code 312, you are on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm great. Hey, Mr. Tony.
Hey, how are you? I was too busy laughing at you, but okay, go ahead.
What I do?
Nothing, just being you. That's what you did.
Yeah, baby, I am groovy. Oh, you heard what I said?
No, I heard that twang in your voice. That where you from? Texas? Alabama, Mississippi.
Stop it. But this is what I want to know. So, in your opinion, the way things are seeing and being right now, what is your opinion about us and this situation with the bank and going and everything before December or before the year is out? What is your opinion on everything?
Okay, so this is what I look at, guys. They are still demonstrating today. And they got this whole women's movement started today who are out there demonstrating. As long as they continue to do that, I think they have to have it done by the end of the year, even though their goal is by the end of the month. Even though that is why Washington sent them over there saying, let's go. I know what you're telling the people, but Washington feels they have the momentum right now of getting Iran out of Iraq. So they want their people to push it right now. While the citizens are pushing it, they're pushing it. This is the time to make the change. They don't want to wait till February of next year, January of next year, because this whole thing could flip over just as easy. So I see it, and I tell you guys, at first they thought it was going to be by Thanksgiving, which still probably could. But their goal was by the end of the month. And I'm hoping that still happens because there's only a couple of days difference in there. But I don't see it going till January, February, as long as the people stay in the streets. And I said it before, if the people stop demonstrating or they agree, then they'll just drag it on out until then and maybe even start it all over again. So that's what we have to wait for. But as long as the U.S. is doing what they're doing, putting the sanctions on, identifying the people now, making it public, getting the citizens in an uproar about who these people are, Maliki and everybody else, I think it will happen sooner, and they really won't have any choice. Because every day, you know, people get a little bit more excited. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know what it kind of reminded me of when I was talking to my husband about? It's sad what? That people have to lose their lives for this to happen. But I was watching on a documentary on TV and how the racial things was happening back then with the blacks and everything, well, Afro-Americans, and how so many people had to die for us to get where we are. It's still happening. And so it kind of put me in the mind of that, of how they are fighting for their rights and what they need and want, just like they were fighting for our rights here. And so it kind of put me in the mind of that. Just something I was thinking about. And I had asked my husband this question. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't say that's actually occurring everywhere. In Hong Kong, if you see what's happening, they're fighting for their rights, you know, to be a democracy, human system. In Lebanon, they're fighting for their rights to live as decent human beings. In Iraq, they're fighting for their rights to live as decent human beings, just with the basic necessities, food, water, electricity, decent job. That's what's happening all over there. So, yeah, it's duplicating, but what they're seeing is governments are falling in other locations because the people didn't stop. And that's exactly what could happen in Iraq if they don't stop. They could topple their government.
Right. You know, because when I was there, and I was telling my husband when I was there, it was I mean, it was crazy. And I was bad. It was really bad. You know, and it hasn't gotten any better, you know, because like I had said once before, those people were hungry. Those people were thirsty. And they did not have lights. They were turning them off at a certain time. And they didn't have clothes. They didn't have food. Sometimes they were just eating rice and chicken. And they would come on the post, well, we called it the fob, and just to work for $10, you know, and then have those same clothes they had to wash every day to put on and wasn't going to school because they were too busy trying to work to make sure to help feed their family. And, I mean, and that's why I can relate to what's going on because I've seen it. And that's when I was telling my kids, you all should appreciate what you have here because of what I've seen over there. And they were doing people
right.
That were coming from Turkey to work just as bad as the people that was there, that the nationality that was right there. And they had to do just what Iraq is doing right now. They had to protest on the FOB in order for them to feed them and do them right. They tried to put them in junk clothes like they were prisoners. And when they did a strike, they started treating them right. I was like, it makes no sense, but this is how life is. I wanted to ask you this question because I had asked my husband as well. So if for any reason, this goes into 2020, will the taxes about us not paying tax, will it change?
What did your husband say?
No.
What you would have said?
Okay, then. Then I'm gonna go with him then. Okay, no. Why would it change? That's right. Why would it change? If it didn't apply this year, didn't apply last year, haven't applied to anybody who's gotten paid so far, why would it change next year?
Absolutely.
But he doesn't see us going into 2020 like you either.
All right. He's a good man.
Ray Wynn.
Only thing I'm confused about. Only thing I'm confused about is why he married you. But anyway.
Hey, our daddy did that, man. I'm telling you, that's a long story. Our daddy did that because I was when she first called me, I was trusting not to talk to him on the phone.
Stop.
So that was our daddy did that. I didn't know it was her. I thought it was somebody else.
You thought it was her sister? Oh, okay.
I didn't know. Somebody else.
My bad. Okay.
You good? You. This global. That's my word. This like global. People keep rebellion and stuff like that. You think that maybe possibly market globally market driven or karma or what, you know, because it's like everybody is human right rebelling now, which is good. You have a,
it's a process of the Mid East or Eastern countries, I mean, the of Iraq, Iran, the whole area growing up, and it's just like anything else, guys, and even here in the U.S. the more the internet, and that's why they shut it down, exposes them to, and TV exposes to them, the more they see that, hey, wait a minute, this is not the way of the world. It's just our way. Other people are living different, and they're getting exposed to it, and they're saying, let's try that. Because as you see, just like in Iraq, it's not the older people they're saying we're tired of this. It's the younger people that are saying we're not going to live like this. Because what you have done is sent young people out of the country to get educated, and now you're bringing them back, and they're telling everybody else, there's a whole different world out there, yo. We don't have to live like this. Our way is not the only way. And it's happening country over there. They're actually, the younger generation is having a more or bigger belief in democracy instead of just follow your leader.
Yeah.
That's what we're seeing. The younger generation saying they've had enough.
Because they wanted them to pick the technocrats anyway in the first place, and they decided not to do it. And
right.
I think I read something where it say that they want to try to get fired. They want to change the defense and interior. They want to get fired. I know he ain't going to get back in there, but I shouldn't be shocked that they trying to have him back in there. The old dogs, I guess that's what you're trying to do with.
Yeah, but you got to realize by changing the law and what they agreed to do and now put the 25-year-olds, I mean, we don't even have 25-year-olds running our, well, not everywhere, cities and governments and everything, but even if they just put them in all the cities and all the governors, don't give them that, that's where change begins. And you're going to see that change happening right there. And that's what we're going to see as they implement this law. The older guys are going to do what old guys do. One day, die. They're going to be gone. That's all. You know, if they don't move aside, they're going to die. But these 25-year-olds now be here for the next 20, 30 years, part of this government that's changed, and they'll see it happen. And not just in Iraq, everywhere. Kuwait,
true.
Lebanon, Israel, I mean, all of them, change will come.
Hong Kong saw the same thing. It's Hong Kong sort of the same thing.
Hong Kong is fighting for that same thing, but China got a whole lot of fight in them and a whole lot of soldiers. So I think instead of just destroying it, China's going to have to give in some. They're going to have to. I mean, just to make them happy, just to keep control of it, the way it's going. Because they can't just kill everybody on the island. And if the people refuse to give up, I mean, that's what you're going to have to do. Say, you know, we'll give you this, but we're going to keep this part. And we'll see how it works out. China's big issue is not with the people, with it, but now they feel the U.S. and other countries are influencing them to do that. Because usually, you know, China... take the little stick and beat them across their hands. Everybody act right, but that's not working now. And they're trying to figure out why not, because somebody's encouraging them to keep doing what they're doing and telling them it's going to end up different this time. So we'll see what happens.
All right, guys. Yes, you all have a good day. We hope to hear from you all before Wednesday. If not, have a blessed Thanksgiving and be safe.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. You too.
You got it. Yes, sir.
No, all right,
bye-bye. 214 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you all?
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I am Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm great. My first question is, I couldn't remember. I know you said this, Tony, but the $2 and the $8 contract rate, if you take that and you have, well, let's say the $8 contract rate and you have more than the $10 million, you can get the contract rate on the 10 and the 47 cents on the remaining?
Well, you can always get the 47 cents because that's what the rate comes out with. So what I was trying to tell the other guy, these are two different banks, okay? Now, one bank says they're going to give out $8 up to $10 million. One bank says they're going to give out up to $2 if you leave it there for 3 years, depending on how much you leave there. So I said, just because the one bank says they're giving out $8 up to $10 million, he didn't say what they're going to do after that, which is a good question for me to ask today. Do they drop down to 7, 6, 5, 4, depending on your numbers, or do they drop all the way down? That's the question that needs to be asked, and that's the question that thing that you need to negotiate. So what
okay.
I said going in, if it was me, I'm at the $8 bank. I'll say, okay, give me the $8. But I know for a fact this bank over here is giving $2 for all of it for 3 or 5 years. So I at least need $2 on the rest, and I'm hoping for $4 or $5 on the rest. So where do I go? $8. Okay, I'll take the $8. But can you give me 7 on this? 6, 5, or see what number they come out with. He may say, no, I can only give you like $4 for the rest of it. Okay, I'll take it.
Do you think that $4 will be a contract to have to do an NDA or no?
Anything over the rate is going to be a rate, is going to have to be an NDA. Anything over the rate.
Okay. And have you heard anything more about Zimbabwe on whether or not it's in, it's out? Has anybody exchanged any of it?
Nobody has exchanged any of it. Nobody's exchanged any of it. I was trying to think back a couple of years that somebody could do something. But they are still saying they're going to take it.
Okay. And, Ray, I had texted you something about intra-family loans. Do you know about those?
No. I don't recall seeing that text, but no, I don't know anything about those.
I'll have to send it back to you because I was reading it about trust, trying to learn more, and, concerned if family members or people wanted to request a loan from me, not give them money, but a loan. Could the trust give out loans? And
sure,
it
can loan money.
Okay. I ran across the intra-family loan where the government will allow you to charge a certain percentage. The trust to charge a certain percentage to grow your wealth, meaning that, let's say I gave my son $10 million for 3 years or, say, 9 years, it's at 1.8%. They already have the interest rate, meaning that's the minimum you would have to charge. And then they could put it into another vehicle and make, say, like 9%, and I'm getting my money back that I gave them or let them borrow, and they're making money off the money instead of going to get a commercial loan.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I was just wondering, do you think that's better, when you said using other people's money? to use the trust to pay off your home and all of this and do a loan through the trust.
That could be done. Sure. Okay. If you want to loan money to family members, as long as they, as long as you expect for them to pay it back.
Well, if they don't, then it becomes a huge write-off for the trust.
Right, but don't be loaning money with the intention to forgive the loan.
No, I'm not. But I guess the biggest avenue was that it was a way of giving a large amount of money and it not being part of your gift tax.
But you're not giving
money
for the loan. That's something they have to pay back.
What you're doing right now is what you're doing right now, this conversation, is you're intentionally creating fraud, and you're telling the whole world, this is my intention. I'm going to put it down as a loan, but then I don't ever want them to pay me back anyway, just
so I can avoid
paying the taxes.
No.
The way you are saying it,
I'm sorry.
And that's what Ray is telling you. You can't do that. You are giving it to them. You expect them to pay it back. And if for some reason they don't pay it back, then that's something different.
Right, exactly. But what I was saying is it's not part of your gifting.
No, it has nothing to do with gifting. That's a business deal if you're going to loan it with the intentions for them to pay it back at a rate of interest. That's a business transaction, right?
Exactly, and I mean that's just what it said in the article. It keeps you still having that gifting amount if you lend it to them and they put it into another vehicle and make the money off of that and pay you back. So I was just curious to know if you had seen anything on it or.
Okay.
But
of course, we do have to caution a whole lot of you on loaning money to relatives, or I guess we should not have to caution you because most of you know your folks.
Right. Okay, that's all the questions I have. You all have a great day.
All right, you too. All
right.
That's a new one. KYP, know your people. But most of you already do. 904 area code, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you today?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
I am about the same. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I am super fantastic, my friend.
I don't know how, but
what's
I just
going
know
on?
You were going to say that.
Okay.
This is Friday from Florida. How y'all doing? I haven't talked to you in quite a while. It's been a long
time, sir.
Matter of fact. I sent some stuff to
Who
Tony.
Who is this?
This is Flyboy from Florida.
Okay, well, are you Donna's friend?
I sent you a book.
Or Cletus? Are you Donna's friend? No. That's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Here a while back, I sent you a book about a network marketer that from back in the 60s, late 60s. I don't know if you remember that or not. Glenn Turner.
Glenn Turner.
But anyway, yeah. Did you get that book?
I got the book.
Oh,
I sure did.
Fantastic. Anyway, he's quite a person, though. Listen, I had a question for Ray about the difference from a trust to a foundation. I mean, what the benefits of one or the other. One was more for ministry, I assume, the foundation. Is that correct, Ray?
No, not for ministry, for charity.
For charity. Okay, all right. Charity.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Foundation is for charity, and so monies that go into that foundation are spent under certain guidelines and criteria, where monies in a trust are not under the same guidelines. That's your main difference. And, of course, the trust income is taxable and foundation income is not.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, well, that's kind of like a ministry, but not a ministry, right?
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to stay with a charity.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen.
But there's a difference between a ministry and charity. Now, ministries do charitable work, but all charities don't minister to people and don't do ministry work. So we want to keep them separate.
But it can take. But you can give money to it and not pay have to pay tax on it.
Correct, because it's a charity.
Yep. Well, I'm about to get in one of your seminars because I could get those two really nailed down. I have trust now. I've never had a foundation. But anyway,
okay.
I had a dinar story I'd like to share with y'all if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
And it's not a bank story. It's something that really happened. And it was back about a little over seven years ago when I first got introduced to dinar. And I found out about it from a friend, and they were involved in a group. So we had this big group. I mean, it was a big group in several states. And they were saying that we had only like 10 days to get this together because it was going to revalue. So everybody's running crazy trying to get all their stuff together and get this money to a certain place. And so it wound up that we had to take this money all the way to New Mexico to meet with the people that were taking it into Reno. So I was picked to actually fly the currency from here to up just above Atlanta, and then from there on up to Jacksonville, North Carolina. I know you know where that is. And then from there, we got everybody's currency in and got it all counted and everybody's name, who it belonged to. Then me and two other guys flew it to New Mexico and dropped it off down there, and they took it on into the desert. And so we're waiting, and that next weekend we're supposed to be getting our currency, and they promised us $3 on it, which was a good rate 6-7 years ago. And so it didn't come, and we're trying to find out what's going on here. Come to find out, the guys up there had stole the money. This was $5 billion of dinar. And, I mean, that's all I could get stuffed in that twin-engine airplane with three people in it and barely got off the ground. But anyway, he took it, and they were trying to go into Canada, and they got caught crossing the border. So the Canadian government took the money, confiscated it, $5 billion in dinar. And they've been holding it for all these years, and just we file suits against this guy and everything else. And now I've heard recently that he got the money back. The judge is releasing the money to him, but he has only a certain amount of time to get it back to everyone that had put money in. And so I'm hoping that that comes back, because I have quite a chunk in that, and a bunch of my friends did too. But I thought that was, you know, you've talked before, Tony, about these groups. You get in these groups and you get ripped off because you don't have any control over anything, and that's what happened to us. So it may come out in the wash, it may not. I mean, I bought more and kept moving on, but a lot of people, it really hurt really bad. I just thought I'd share that with you.
You know what? You can, if you get it back, it will be a miracle among miracles. Especially in this dinar business, because you are not the first person I heard that from. You're not the only group that I've heard that from. And even out of Reno, there were so many groups and people getting ripped off. And I told you guys the story when I was there live. I'm looking at it. People are lined up in this hallway, in this hotel. Then we go to this house. There's no furniture in there. I mean, the whole thing, I'm like, and these people are just steady handing their dinar. I'm like, this is crazy. And, of course, they lost it because, of course, I got phone calls. What are we supposed to do now? I said, I was standing there, and I told you don't do it. So now what do you want me to do? I mean, but anyway, if you get it back, you will be the very first one you let me know that I ever heard of so far getting it back. Now, there are some groups. They do know who took it from them, and my understanding, they're even waiting for this to happen so they can go after them for a higher dollar amount. But they have tracked some people overseas, definitely.
Well, we know who this was. I know him personally because I met him in vault front, transition and everything. of hauling that up there and everything. But they did, you know, the judge here in the United States, in Alabama, I believe it was, has ordered him to return the dinar or pay the people what he had promised to pay them. So what I'm figuring, he's holding out till the RV, and then he'll pay us the $3, and then he'll get the rest. But I don't care about that. I agreed on the $3. That's fine. But I'd just like to see it come back to the people that have been hurt so much. And I remember those stories you told about that, because I've been listening to you guys for 7 years. Ever since I've been in it, I've been listening to you. So you and Ray are doing a fantastic job, and I want to thank you for that. And we have learned a lot.
Thank you,
because of you guys, we now have 4 trusts, and so that's what we did. But I do have a question for Tony that I do not want to put on the air. So I don't know if you could give me a call or something, and I can share that with you, but I don't think it'd be wise to put this out, so I'm not going to over the air.
Okay, Ray, send me your number. I'll call you. I'll call you in a minute.
Okay.
When we get through.
Okay, Tony. Well, listen, Ray. You and guys have you and Tony have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we're going to have a wonderful time here pretty soon, because we know we're right at the door. And if it wasn't for you guys, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of people, just like myself, would have just given up and forgotten about all this. And you've kept our dreams alive, and I just want to thank you for that. We appreciate you guys, and God bless you and your family and everything you're doing.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you, too.
Okay.
We'll get it done.
Talk to you later.
It will happen.
Okay.
I keep saying we'll get it done.
Well,
I have nothing to do with that part, but we will enjoy it.
You better believe it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
404 area code. You should be on. 404. 404-725. You're on.
Did we wake you up? Did we wake you up? I heard a yawning. Something. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next one then.
Okay. 404, you're off. That takes us to 951. You're on.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? Well, I know how you guys are doing, but how are you guys?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
Nth degree.
Hey, that caller, I think the last caller it was, because I don't think the last one was on. But anyway, guy talking about the guy who gave his DNR to the guy going to Reno and all that stuff. Have you ever heard anything? Me and a friend got together, and we bought some DNR through the Sterling Group. Do you know whatever happened with that, with all that?
Still tied up in court?
All I really know is they sent out things to a lot of people asking them if they wanted to file a claim, and it gave you a time frame when you were supposed to respond, which I can't remember what it was. But they did follow up.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. But there is a number or something that you can call that's out there.
Yeah, I think what was it, Louisiana or what state it was in? It was like the Attorney
Georgia.
General. You could call their office or something like that. So
Georgia.
But I didn't know if you guys knew if there was any kind of more, if you heard anything more about it or any kind of or anything. I completely forgot all about it till that gentleman was talking about what happened to him, you know. So, yeah. All right.
Yes, Department of Justice, Northern District of Georgia.
Yeah. Georgia, that's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so
much. All right, thank you, sir. All right.
Let's
okay.
Goes, man.
I'm ready.
Yes.
All
I'm
right,
ready.
Take care. All right, that was our last caller, sir.
Okay. Well, all right, guys. We're still here. I guess we're going to be here until it happens, but every day a little bit closer. So, again, the banks are relaxed today. I don't know what they'll be tomorrow, but if we find out they went in tomorrow, I'll definitely send it out. I'll try and ask some more questions about what happens after the $8. I can remember that. now, because we got the $2 one, and where we're at as far as that goes. What's the next rate that they'll offer after the $8, so people have a better explanation of that. Other than that, we're just waiting our turn. That's what I'm going to do. And you guys need to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day, because it only gets better as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to look forward to the rest of the week, because it's Thanksgiving. Hopefully by Thursday we'll have something to be thankful for. But if not, we'll be here Wednesday and we'll do it again. So if you got the time, Ralph, next place to go to is get some more dong. Get some more dong, I'm telling you. Let's do it. We're getting closer and closer. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, guys, because that's what I'm going to do. Great.
All right, guys, we've talked about some different things over the past, trainings, strategies to be ready post-RV. One recent one that we discussed, I can't remember if I said it on this particular call, but I know with some of the other training calls, we were going over the concept of all the banks' rates are not going to be the same. And to prove that, we even did a little exercise and had members check with two or three banks to get the current rates on the currencies that we have an interest in. And lo and behold, the rates were not the same at each bank. With that thought process, we're thinking, well, when it revalues, more than likely that's still going to be the case. The rates are not necessarily going to be the same at each bank, just like they are not now. And we had one member that did a check with two or three banks, and come to find out on what currency was it, the dong. We just used the dong as an example. But one bank's rate was 6 cents different than another bank's rate. Now, 6 cents may not seem like a whole lot to you when you look at it as 6 cents. But when you look at, you have 1 million of something that you want to do a transaction on, and the difference between bank A and bank B is 6 cents, that's $60,000 difference from just, in some cases, walking down the street or driving around the corner. So it would behoove you to do this type of research ahead of time. I gave assignments almost 2 years ago for you all to check and see which banks in your area deal with foreign currency. Some of you did it, some of you didn't. That's okay, though. We just put it out there for you. Now, those who did, you already know which banks to contact now to get a dong rate or any currency that they're offering. Just ask each bank on the same currency. This is an exercise for you just to see the difference in the rates, buy rate and sell rate. Get quotes on both. The thought here is when this revalues, whatever those banks, the differences between bank A and bank B and bank C probably might be the same, might not, but at least it gives you something to start with, to look at, to work on, numbers that you can crunch. 6 cents on 1 million, $60,000. 6 cents on 10 million, over $500,000. Just shopping one to the other. And some of you have 10 million of a particular currency, especially if you've been listening to Tony all this year and keep saying get some more dog, get some more dog. At $50 a million, if you're spending $50, you could be upwards of $20 million by now. 6 cents, ladies and gentlemen, can make a tremendous difference. So shop around. You can do these types of things now while there's still time, while you are still cool, calm, and collected, to get your data together. And once you compile that data, and if this thing doesn't pop by Sunday, if you get your work done, we convene on a Sunday morning call, we can go over some of your examples and results and cross-reference and see where we come out. That's going to do it for today's segment of this TNT call on Marvelous-er Monday. So if anything happens between now and Wednesday, we won't hesitate to contact you and let you know. And if nothing happens, then we will be back Wednesday at our regularly scheduled time to see what the future holds for us. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going.
Send me that guy's number. All right.
On those days when I feel like giving up.
On the way to you right now. Boom. Got it.
You guys want me to sing to you?
No.
Alright.
I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Believe.
Now, so we're bound down. Your time with this thing. Encourage somebody.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
The clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right, we're just waiting for the call any day, any hour. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.